Let's welcome in our first guest today, Jerry Woodruff, joining us. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I am doing just fine this morning. And it was nice and crisp and cool this morning, was it not?
It was. Man, it felt like a nice fall day.
Yes,
holy
it
cow.
Did. That was welcome this kind of weather.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're just getting a taste, and then it's going to go away. But let's talk about the Lincoln County Commissioners. You guys met yesterday at 9 a.m. for a regularly scheduled meeting. Transport vehicles on the agenda, right?
Yes, the Lincoln County Detention Center was working at getting some extra vehicles to transport some of their prisoners around, and we've got a larger van for larger groups that they transport, but they needed a couple of smaller units, and we did receive one bid, and for two of the 2016 Grand Caravan vans,
okay,
with relatively low mileage. We got some real nice bids there. We did not accept those bids because being used vehicles, we thought it would be judicious to have the folks at the sheriff's office look them over, maybe give them a little test drive, and see if they were what we were kind of needing. So we'll probably work on approving that next week pending their test drives.
Very good. We're talking with Jerry Woodruff with the Lincoln County Commissioners again, who met yesterday. I should mention this. I know that you had to meet as the Board of Equalization, and I'll be honest with you, I don't know what most of that stuff even meant when I looked at the agenda.
Well, it is kind of a it's pretty routine in a lot of respects, but there were two instances where property owners in Lincoln County took their valuation protest to the Tax Equalization Review Commission in Lincoln.
Oh, okay.
And what that is that's they review any judgment that we may make in our Board of Equalization. And in this case, there was a couple of situations, one in particular where there was some damage at a business in town that the assessor's office folks went and actually did a walkthrough in the building.
Oh, okay.
And they were able to recognize that there were some legitimate decreases in the valuation. And I'd like to reemphasize to taxpayers out there, that is something that is very common with our assessor's office, is they are very willing to work with property owners if there are some legitimate reasons why the valuation should be lowered. They are more than willing to work with folks, either call them up and talk to them on the phone, come in and visit with them. In this case, they actually went out and did a visual on-site inspection of the property, and it was to the benefit of the property owner. And hats off to the assessor's office and the crew there. They actually do have the property owner's interest at heart.
Jerry Woodruff with the Lincoln County Commissioners joining us here this morning on Mugs in the Morning on KODY, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM. On your regular agenda, you did have a planning application. I'm not sure, does that need any, I'm not sure what that was for.
It was just, it was kind of an administrative subdivision where there were three lots, and two of them needed to kind of be adjusted a little bit for a property line.
Gotcha.
Two property owners, there was evidently a dispute over a property line. They got together, worked it out, and it was just kind of a formality.
Gotcha.
To change that. And again, hats off to Judy Clark for working with those folks. She does a great job and is a true asset to the folks here in Lincoln County.
You got an update on a change in leadership role with our extension office?
Yeah, that was Randy Sainer had been in that lead educator position for quite some time.
Well, he can't go anywhere, can he?
Well, he's not going anywhere. That is the good thing.
He's in often here.
Yeah, it's just a change in some of the responsibilities between himself, Chuck Burr, and David Lott.
Mm-hmm.
There'll just be a little shifting of some of the responsibilities, and the good thing is they're all three going to still be here functioning to the benefit of Lincoln County. But that was just kind of a kind of give us a heads up what was happening. But the really positive thing they brought to us, and this is literally, they were just literally back from State Fair,
right,
and gave us an update on the very positive contributions of 4-H'ers here in Lincoln County at the state fair. Tremendous number of individuals participating, and with tremendous results. And both Randy and David, who were present at the meeting yesterday morning, were all aglow about the positive results that these youngsters brought in some of the projects that they had at the state fair. Really great to hear that, and not a surprise to too many people to know how dedicated Randy and his crew are to the 4-H'ers here in Lincoln County.
Item number 9 on your agenda, we were reading it off yesterday, and it sounded a little bit like foreign language to us. Discuss and consider adoption of a resolution by Lincoln County determining the final allocation of levy for political subdivisions under the county levy limit. That went right over my head.
Yeah, it's a formality. We had to kind of set the proposed levies for, it must have been somewhere in the 27, 28 different entities. That may not be exactly how it works out when it all is said and done, but it's a starting point, as Becky Rossell explained to us, as best I understood. But it's just one of the steps we take in getting ready for the final levies that will be set. But it was kind of a starting point for some of those village boards, cemeteries, and some of those things.
Talking with Jerry Woodruff with the Lincoln County Board of Commissioners, and of course in Lincoln County is the Village of Sutherland, and they were on the agenda a little bit.
Yeah, the Village of Sutherland, it was one of those situations that we asked Deputy County Attorney Tyler Volkmer what our options were on this, and he says, "You got to do it."
Well, it makes it pretty clear then.
Yeah, it was pretty clear that, yeah, this is what we're going to do. But the Village of Sutherland, when there is a need for the use of this, the County Board of Adjustment will help them out with some of those matters. And it's one of those things, not very often is that needed, but it's one of the services that is provided to our villages here in Lincoln County.
One of the final items on the agenda was considering approval of your inventory for all departments in Lincoln County.
Yeah, I tell you what, that was a pretty...
That's probably a job to get that list together.
That was a stack of papers and folders that was pretty big. And we went through those. Excuse me. Thank goodness for the work of the county clerk's office. They did the lion's share of that work. Well, they did all of the work. Let's put it that way. But
Lion's share, there's not much more than lion's share, is there?
There really isn't, unless you just want to state it as it is. They did the work, and we're really thankful for that. But what we do is, as commissioners, we review those inventory sheets, and if there are some things that need to be taken into account, some things that aren't accounted for, let's find out what the disposition of that is and make sure that we're working in the best interest of all the folks here in Lincoln County from the standpoint of, if we have inventory, we need to make sure we know where it's at so we don't have duplications and extra expense.
Jerry Woodruff with the Lincoln County Commissioners, I know you had a budget work session as well, as you try to wrap that up.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be a pretty regular, after our regular meeting exercise for several weeks here to come. But yeah, we've made it a little over halfway through all of the departments and elected offices and that sort of thing. We've found some places where we probably have some room for cutting the budget here and there. We will do that as diligently as we can, and we will call in several of those department heads and elected officials for further discussions about can we trim this, or these are some of the expenses that maybe we could put off for another year or two. All of this is in the best interest of the taxpayers of Lincoln County, so that our ask for a tax levy is the most reasonable that we can have. But yeah, this is something we'll be working on for at least about 3 more work sessions as I see it, and then we have to have this thing finalized.
Yeah, when is the deadline for...
I think the deadline, one of the deadlines we have is for that joint hearing, which is somewhere around September 25th or so. I don't have a calendar in front of me right now, but it's somewhere in that vicinity.
Yeah, I think that sounds right.
Yeah, we have to have that kind of wrapped up. So
that's a Monday. So
that's kind of where we're at on that. And plenty of work to do on that front.
All right, very good. Well, appreciate your time as always. Jared Woodruff with the Lincoln County Commissioners. Thanks for coming in. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, good to see you this morning, and you also, Jack.